Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
my name is Marcus, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
We ordered, my husband ordered one of those light bulb cameras, and that was $795, which we got. But then all of a sudden, there's an additional $6889 charge from you guys on our Visa, and I don't know why.
Can I get your zip code?
49548.
Okay, thank you for that. Can I also get your name?
It's under Douglas Graham.
Okay, 49548.
Yes. We won't need that.
Can you provide your last name? Can you spell it slowly?
Yes, G as
Okay.
in George,
Okay.
RAHAM, like graham cracker.
Okay, GRAHAAM, computer, GRAHAM. Computer
Correct.
doesn't want to type for some reason. Okay, let's see. And the first name was
Douglas.
Douglas. Okay, I think I have it here. Could you verify your address?
5736 Madison Avenue Southeast, Kentwood, Michigan, and you have the rest.
This is a different Douglas here. Cool, let's go back. Okay. Is it possible it's in another name?
No. Do you want an email?
Yeah, let's try the email.
Okay. DMLG.
One second. One second. Let me spell
Okay.
it out because I'm looking and I don't see that popping up. So let me actually type it in. So it's DM
L
L
G
G
5-1
51
at
at
Comcast .net.
Comcast.net. Oh, still nothing. D, so I got DM. It's the DML G51 at Comcast.net.
Correct.
Okay.
I've got the invoice in front of me. I got an order
Or order
number.
number. Yeah, there we go.
Okay,
There.
ready?
One second. Okay, let's go with the order number.
Okay, 680
Okay.
797.
797.
Okay, 438.
438. Okay, let's see what we have. 680-797-438.
Yeah.
Still nothing on that. And that's the order number, 680-797-438.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along, because that's okay. And we've done zip, we've done first, last name, email. How about an address?
Yeah, I gave you that. You want to look at it again? Or
Yeah, but
type it in again?
yeah, because I was just trying to verify it, and it didn't.
Oh,
Yeah.
it's 5736
Okay.
Madison Avenue, Southeast.
That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough. If Man. Okay, I don't know. Phone number.
616-915-4958.
Okay. 4958. 616-915-4958.
Correct.
I'm getting nothing.
So what do we do? I mean, I got the packing slip right in front of me.
Right. Because the last... Okay. And... Is there any other name that it could be?
No. You got all the names right on the...
You said Douglas.
Yep.
Douglas
Graham. G-R-A-H-A-M. Mm-hmm. You spelling that right?
Yeah. G-R-A-H-A-M. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, maybe. Okay. That email again was
DMLG51
mm-hmm.
at Comcast.net. You got confirmation on your email, right? They can't find anything. That's what we're trying to find out. But that's how you got your confirmation, right? Was on your email? Okay.
That's how you got... is that how you got this confirmation? Through email?
Yep.
Wow. Right. Okay. Can't find anything. Hold on one moment.
What? Bulb camera. Yep, that's what this is. Bulb camera VM1. Yep, he can't find it by that either. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Could you give me that order number one more time?
680.
Not even starting with the right number. Mm. Any other numbers?
No, that's the number that the confirmation on the email was that, too.
Mm-hmm. I would suggest you to look at the bank statement.
And, I did already.
And is this the number that you're calling from the bank statement?
Well, I haven't got the bill. Okay. So there's no phone number on it. I mean, I can dispute the charge before it even I get a bill, but mm-hmm. we got the bulb.
No, the reason why is because typically when we have these type of issues, when we're not able to pull information up, there may be another mm-hmm. number that's associated with the transaction. And so
I can look on it.
Okay.
But there's no phone number.
There's not.
No. But there's other, you know, there's transaction numbers and things. So that's not going to help you.
You're not in our system. It's nothing. Name, number, order number, zip, email address. Yeah. I'm spelling the name right. And I have other Douglas Graham here, but none of them with the right address.
Did any of those other Douglas Grahams, maybe they put it under the wrong thing. Did they order this? Light bulb?
Yeah, I looked at that. No.
No?
No. Yeah, because I can see the products. No.
All right. So what do we, I mean, I don't mind the $7.95 charge because that's what the bulb costs, but not the $68.89. And it's like, if you can't find the order, somebody's not doing something right. Because then we'll have to, the credit card company will have to look into it too.
Right.
And I don't want it. That's a hassle for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I'm sorry you have to go through this, but it's nothing I really can do because I can't pull your account up.
You're not a scam situation, are you?
No, we're
when you order it like you... Go ahead.
So we're third-party call center that handles accounts for about 300 companies. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so... What's the name of this company where this comes from?
Have no idea. I can't pull the system up yet. You know, I got to be able to verify that. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll just wait till we get the bill and see if a number comes on that then.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry I couldn't be any better help for you, but
that's okay.
Enjoy,
it's not your fault.
Yes. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
You too.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.